Winnie Mandela, the former wife of Nelson Mandela and a leading figure in reforming South Africa, was found guilty last month of fraud and theft in connection with false bank loan applications worth $127,000. She faces a 5-year prison sentence. Commentator Armstrong Williams spent a significant amount of time with Mrs. Mandela between 1988 and 1991 while working as a public relations consultant for the Mandela family.
It was a chaotic time. Threats against Mrs. Mandela's life were frequent, as she continued to defy the apartheid government by leading protests and ignoring orders for house arrest. I was there when her home in Soweto was burned to the ground. Mrs. Mandela responded to this constant threat of violence by surrounding herself with a small cachet of militants, derisively dubbed Winnie's Soccer Boys. These thugs followed her everywhere. She publicly spoke about the need to curb racial violence and to help South Africa huddle together as a civilized society. But she dispatched her soccer boys to intimidate her enemies. Often, they would storm violently through the suburbs in intimidation efforts. The message was clear. Winnie was not a woman to be trifled with. As I now read about Mrs. Mandela, age 66, being found guilty of scores of counts of fraud and theft, even though she was cleared of charges that she executed one of those soccer boys, I am not surprised. In fact, I don't think anyone who was around Winnie during her turbulent 27-year struggle against apartheid would be surprised to hear that she has been sentenced to jail. An undercurrent of violence and theft has surrounded her most of her adult life, even as she earned the adoring nickname Mother of the Nation. I witnessed the repressive apartheid regime. I saw how it twisted inward the hopes of South Africa's majority black residents. I saw its arbitrary and brutal face up close. I watched as residents of Alexandria were forced to drink from sewers because they had no running water. I know that Mrs. Mandela did what she had to do in order to survive a violent and repressive government. Much of her life was spent on the defensive. Having finally achieved a position of power and authority, she lashed out at everyone in sight. I understand her anger and her pain. I understand that apartheid created her. I also understand that now, in a new South Africa, governed by the black majority, she must accept her jail sentence. She must accept it if South Africa is finally to be a nation of laws, not people.
The comments of Armstrong Williams, a nationally syndicated columnist and radio talk show host.